go ahead and call us back into order. We are on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. The Engrossment Committee met on Bill ONCA 1851, an act to authorize and appropriate $370,483 for the merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors Maria Whitehorn, co-sponsor Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. Bill ONCA 1866, an act to authorize and appropriate $47,122 in federal grant funds to the judicial branch, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. And ONCA 1867, an act to authorize and appropriate $49,750 in federal grant funds to the judicial branch, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler.
Thank you. Okay, we are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. First bill is ONCA 1834, an act to authorize and appropriate $25,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. She notified me to make a note to the body that she will be waiving her time. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against ONCA 1834? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1834 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox,
yes.
Congresswoman Lehman?
Yes.
Congressman Mayberg?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tucker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. The bill passes. There's an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCA 1851, an act to authorize and appropriate $370,483 for the merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
Close, please.
Okay. Are there any members that wish to speak for or against ONCA 1851? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, excuse me, briefly, I'd just like to say that this is the portion of the 1.5% that was in each one of the budgets that was submitted to Congress from the executive branch. And this also will encompass what our merit payments are, or merit bonuses are, rewards for the legislative and judicial employees. It's been taken out of the budgets that have been submitted and placed into this bill for use by the treasurer for when HR finishes evaluation. So just wanted to let the people know what that was. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 1851 pass?
Congresswoman Lennon?
Yes.
Congressman Mayberg?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing, say yes.
Yes.
Anyone opposed, say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. Moving on to ONCA 1854, an act to authorize and appropriate $850,000 to the Treasury Office from the retained revenue fund to pay expenses of Baker Tilly and the debts identified by it as incurred on behalf of Osage LLC, its subsidiaries, and Tallgrass LLC, which are due and owing as of the effective date of this act, to contract for a monitor and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Once again, Congresswoman Edwards has waived her time. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1854 pass?
Congressman Baker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date passing, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCA 1866, an act to authorize and appropriate $47,122 in federal grant funds to the judicial branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Once again, she has waived her time. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against ONCA 1866? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1866 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stable.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Baker.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. ONCA 1866 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date passing, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. We are now on bill number ONCA 1867, an act to authorize and appropriate $49,750 in federal grant funds to the judicial branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. She waives her time. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against ONCA 1867? Okay, seeing none, the question is, shall bill number ONCA 1867 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Baker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing, say yes.
Yes.
Anyone opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCR 1826, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to DSS Plastics for services to be provided for the Osage Nation membership identification card. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against ONCR 1826? Seeing none, Congresswoman Good Fox.
I surrender my time.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCR 1826 pass?
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Sabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
No.
Congressman Bickers.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. ONCR 1826 passes. At this time, this ONCA 1834, ONCA 1851, ONCA 1854, ONCA 1866, ONCA 1867, and ONCR 1826 are referred to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The Appropriations Committee meets today, 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay, thank you for that. Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will meet today at 3 p.m.
Congressman Maker.
It's not on here, but we have education tomorrow. It was, I think, originally scheduled for 8:30 to 9:30, but since we're not meeting, we're going to change it from 10 o'clock till 12 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, so education. Education is moving tomorrow. We'll start at noon.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Congresswoman Pratt.
I just want to notify some know that I'm going to cancel the Culture Committee meeting for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you for that. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And I'd like to notice that I'm going to rearrange the meeting time for Commerce to a same day, just maybe move it back an hour instead of a 1 o'clock meeting time, possibly a 2, but I haven't worked all the way through that yet.
Okay.
So just putting people on notice that it's going to shift later.
Appreciate that. Congressman Mason.
Yeah, this, just to notice, I don't think this is any new news, but I understand we do have a gaming board meeting. Is that tomorrow, 10, in Tulsa? And then Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, there's Indian services down in Hominy that some of us may attend. So just purpose of scheduling.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and address that now.
Yes.
There has been quite a bit of discussion about how we're going to handle that. It's my understanding, unless there's been discussions that have taken place since I participated in them, that we are not going to have session tomorrow, and we will adjourn until 5 o'clock on Thursday. So with that said, because of the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting tomorrow at 10, it enables the members to attend. And also there is a funeral on Thursday morning, which also would enable members to attend that as well. So with that said, without objection, I'm going to advance ONCA 1832, ONCA 1840, ONCA 1853, ONCR 1823, ONCR 1825 to general order day 2 on Thursday's agenda. Okay, see,
can you repeat
no,
that, please? Repeat.
Without objections, I'm advancing. Let me preface it by saying these bills would show up tomorrow on general order day 1. So to keep them in their natural progression, I'm going to go ahead and advance them to Thursday's agenda on general order day 2, so we won't have missed a legislative day where bills would otherwise advance. So I'll repeat it once again. Without objection, advancing ONCA 1832, ONCA 1840, ONCA 1853, ONCR 1823, ONCR 1825 to general order day 2 on Thursday's agenda. Okay, see no objections, then those bills and resolutions will be on general order day 2 on Thursday's agenda. That brings us to adjournment. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to adjourn until Thursday at 5 p.m.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 5 p.m. on Thursday. Seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
Come on.